Hello, and welcome to the Big City Mountaineers 20th Anniversary Audio History Project. Today, we're speaking with Deanna Filkins. Deanna was a trip leader for the first all-girls BCM trip in 1992. In this interview, Deanna shares some of the concerns leading up to an all-female trip, and how when the weather turned bad, the girls dug deep and refused to give up. They knew they were paving the way for all-female trips going forward. Today, BCM delivers equal numbers of all-girls and all-boys trips.
I was on my first trip in 1992, and I believe there were three trips that went out that year. And it was a co-ed trip. Jim Curran was the trail guide. We went to Pinedale, Wyoming, and we had a group from Miami. And then when we came back, we had a get-together with all the groups that had gone out, because I think all the groups came from Florida that year. And so we showed pictures and everything, and we got to see the people that we had hiked with, and that was like in October. And then we also had a debriefing, as Jim liked to call it. I like to call it a brainstorming session. And we talked about what went right, what went wrong, how we corrected it, and how we can correct it in the future. And we came up with various ideas and stuff like that. And that was where I found out that they had all male trips, but they had no all female trips. That just went the wrong way with me, because if you had all male, you have to have all female. So we threw that around for a while, and some people wanted it, other people didn't want it. There was one guy sitting around the campfire that night said that a guy could come along and follow us to make sure we were okay, since we had an all female trip. And if looks could kill, he'd have been dead that night by me. And Jim Curran just sat there very nicely and said, I don't think that's what Deanna wants. So we ended up getting the all-female trip, but what I forgot was when you have an idea, you get to carry it out. So he made me the trail guide, and I was not real comfortable with being that until he told me that, well, you can do it. I know you can do it. So we went to Montana. And a week before we went, Big City Mountaineers decided that we shouldn't have an all-female trip. Maybe it wasn't going to work. And then by that time, I was all psyched up. Yeah, it's going to work. So we went. So anyway, we get out to Montana, and we went to the Bison Range, camped at the trailhead before we got on the trail, and we ended up on the trail with 4.5 days of rainy, wet, cold weather. We never got to Lake Blodgett, because it was so rainy. And one ranger had come by and said that the trail up there was like a river and you needed a rope to cross some of these streams. It was so bad. So we decided to stay down at the bottom. And we went off on a day hike one day. And then the last day, the fourth day, we started out. And I will never forget, we got to a point where the sun came out. And we didn't know what to do because the sun came out. And the girls all, this one gal, she just pulled off her top, pulled down her pants, and laid out and spread out like in a T-shape and said, ah, the sun. And before you knew it, two other girls were there doing the same thing. They still had their boots on. And they just, you know, and it was like, wow, you know, they would never have done that or expressed themselves like that if it had been men around or boys around. So then, of course, that night it rained, and we walked out in rain the next day. We gave all our wet gear to the boys because their leader said, oh, we'll take it wet, we'll dry it out. So at the hotel, they had gear all over the place drying out. We had four girls and maybe four or three adults, I can't remember which, but we had socks trying to dry on a tree, a little Christmas-like tree, so it looked like a Christmas tree with different color socks trying to dry, which they never did dry because of being so wet. And the girls, I asked them, this is... You know, they got along so well together that they were wearing each other's clothes. They were doing each other's hair. And they were very concerned about the leaders. And everybody fell. No, I think there were seven of us, and five of us had fallen and gotten soaked because the trail was wet or slippery. And so the other two that didn't were kind of like celebrities. I had told the girls this story about how this one guy around the campfire said that they'd have this guy follow us. And this 17-year-old girl looked at me and she says, and pray tell, what would he do? So I liked her attitude. And I think one of the reasons they also knew that this was the first all-female trip. They put up with all this wet and this cold. And they did it. And from then on, we had female trips. They did not chicken out. They did not say, let's go back. They may have wanted to, but they never said anything. They did whatever they were told to do, and they were very, very good at following instructions and helping people. It was a great group, and I attribute the success of that trip to the girls, because us adults had been out there in those conditions before, but those girls had never been in those conditions before. I think of this one gal who had been so physically abused by her father that she said to us, I can tell you the bones that haven't been broken. It's easier. So, and then the best thing about her, she, since we were at the hotel with the boys that night, she went up to the boys because they were all standing around together. And she says, do you need one of us ladies to follow you so if you get in trouble, we can help you out? And she told me that at the dinner that night. And it was like, oh, wow, how great you are. How great you are. So that was a highlight of that first trip. And then coming back, you know, after that and finding out that we did it and then telling Jim Kern about it. And he looked at me and he said, Deanna, he said, the men would never have stayed. They would have aborted the trip. It never entered my mind to abort the trip because we went out there to get this. We wanted it for future trips for the females. That was the start. My first trip with Jim was a co-ed trip. I got more out of it than the kids did. And then I had this trip, and it was just like after that, it was just, let's do it again. Because there was there was nobody else that was wanting to lead these female trips until Mary Kay Stair came along. And then she'd lead one, and I'd lead one. You know, and the expansion on the females was very hard because we couldn't get any qualified leaders at the time. You know, I did it for many, many years, and then I started training some of the people to be trail guides. And then when we finally had enough female trail guides to take over, then I just kind of backed out because by that time, my grandchildren were big enough to go out. And my 5-year-old granddaughter looked at me one day and she goes, Grandma, when are you going to take me? And I said, where? She says, you know, those places where you take those other girls and they have paths to follow and water and trees. And I said, oh, you want to go backpacking? And she said, yes. So I thought, well, you know, you got to get back to the family too, not just the other people. That's what I did. I think I was out on 10 trips, and I think I was a trail guide for 9, or else I was out on 11 trips and trail guide for 10. So one or the other, I don't remember exactly. There were many, many other groups of girls that were also fantastic. I remember this mainly because it was my first time and all what I learned on the trip, and the weather was so bad and how they never complained. And I know they were cold. I know they were wet. And we did not have the gear they get today. They went home from we stopped at the Goodwill store and bought warm clothing for people that didn't bring it with them. They didn't have it. You know, you tell people in Florida they need warm, something warm, and they get a sweater. Well, that's not going to do it out there. So we stopped at Goodwill and bought wool sweaters or jackets or whatever for them to take. We didn't have near the rain gear. You know, now they get rain gear, they get sweaters, they get socks, they get boots, they get all of this stuff. They didn't get any of that stuff then. They had to bring their own, or we stopped to buy it. So, I mean, the improvement on just, you know, the gear itself and the improvement on the equipment being in one central location. And I had gear in my house one time that I had to pack everything up and ship it out there when I went and then pass it on to somebody else. So the logistics of setting the trips up is so much easier on the trail guides today than it ever was in the past. I think the biggest impact it has on them, first of all, they got adult leaders on the trip, mentors. They can look at us and see, oh, they don't need anybody in their lives. Because a lot of the adult leaders on my trip were not married. And they're saying, oh, they don't need anybody on their lives. They're making a good living. They're making good decisions. They're taking care of themselves. I think that was a big impact. And then we get out there, and we don't have any men getting any of this stuff for us. You know, we're doing our own campfires. We're doing our own tents. We're doing our own food. We're doing everything. We're doing it ourselves. And we're climbing the mountains, we're coming down the mountains, we're crossing the streams. All of these physical challenges or mental challenges, we're handling. You know, I've been on trips where we got off the trail, or the trail was under snow, and we managed to get back on a trail. We managed to get back out. Nobody ever came out to get us. So we've had our little adventures inside on these trips. You know, we came out down for the Continental Divide on the west side, and we lost the trail because it was all under snow. And it was like, oh, okay, now where are we going? And we ended up camping, and we were not that far from the trail. They found out that we take care of each other as females. We take They can do things as females. They don't have to wait for a guy to do it for them. They can handle it themselves. They don't need a guy in their life. Not that we don't want them in our lives, but they don't need them in our lives. They found out they can stand on their own two feet. And a lot of our trail leaders have been educated, got college educations or bachelor's degree or master's degree. We had a doctor on one trip, and they see that, and they see that we've been able to take care of ourselves. You're giving them confidence. We had a group of girls from Chicago, and when they came out there, they didn't really have it, but they had the confidence when they got back that they could do anything if they put their mind to it. And we all have hurdles because they heard our stories too. They heard about me being evicted with three little kids, and I didn't know where I was going to go. So I could relate to them because a lot of them come from those situations. They heard me sharing that I had no food to feed three kids at one point in my life. So they could relate to that. So we told our story to them, and they saw where I now owned a house. They saw where I now had could feed my kids and my grandkids and anybody else if I wanted to. So they could see where we had come from and what our experiences were. And, you know, whatever they happened to be, they could grab whatever they needed to do. And one woman said, gee, I got five mentors now. We had one gal that asked, she was from Denver. She asked if, she said, I want to ask a personal question. Is that okay? And we said, sure, go ahead. And she asked this question, and she said, don't your friends think you're nuts to spend a week's vacation with a bunch of teenagers? And all of us adults said yes at the same time. But we do it anyway. I mean, they're impressed that we're willing to give a week of our time, spend the money to get out there and give up a week's vacation to be with the teenagers. They were very impressed with that. And if I ever had a problem with the teen and I brought that up, there's no problem after that because they respect that. They really do. I'm seeing all these faces of the girls. I can't tell you what year they were, but I can see all the faces.